Hello everyone, I welcome you all back. This is your boy Gabelotlani, here with another short. I truly hope that you've all been well, and I won't waste any more time, I'll just jump right into it. It's quite obvious that being a leader is no small feat, especially and even more so when you've basically been handpicked by God, as in the story of Moses. It's commonly said that the best leaders are usually the ones who have no interest in leading. These people possess the necessary intangible qualities to become a great leader, yet they immediately shy away from it all as soon as they consider the dark side of it all. Human beings being the first thing that you have to consider dealing with when in a position of leadership, which I believe that we can all attest to being something that can drive even the best of us insane at times. The ever-present scrutiny, the murmuring, your own insecurities and flaws seemingly being put under the spotlight, and to top it all off, your fears. Not to mention that taste of metal at the back of your throat, which comes as a consequence of all that pressure that is accustomed to the role of leadership. The expectation to consistently make the ideal move and best decisions. The requirement have impeccable problem-solving skills and the ability to keep your cool under all circumstances. The worst of it, having to live with whatever idea of a leader everyone else has in their own minds, which you are not. And to top it all off, those who are continually trying to undermine you. These are just some of the many, many things that you have to deal with, that you can expect to deal with when in a position of leadership. In the case of Moses, after having lived in Pharaoh's palace, he kills an Egyptian, has to run away. Further on in the story, he encounters a burning bush which is not being consumed, which to my understanding can also be a representation of something that grips your attention in a compelling manner, which means you can't avoid it, you can't ignore it, no matter how hard you try. You just can't. It's there. It bothers you. It's right in your face. These are the things that you are being called upon to lead and bring forth a divine outcome out of it in your life, in the lives of your loved ones, in your community at large, I believe. After Moses tries to tell God all the reasons why he is not the right man for the job, God basically tells him that, ah boy, you are the perfect man for the job. Because all those reasons that you've stated will allow you to approach the situation with humility, and you will not lean upon your own understanding. This will allow you the opportunity to lean upon God's. And with that, I just want you to think about all the situations in your life which are calling upon you to lead, and everything else that is screaming at you, telling you that you are insufficient, telling you to let it go, forcing you to lean upon your own understanding. I encourage you to trust God, but have faith and move forward in faith, take that responsibility. Do those things, those burning bushes that are in your life that you cannot get ignore, that you cannot ignore. Take action. Move forward in faith and trust God. Allow yourself the room to be able to do things badly at first, because practice makes perfect. Allow yourself the room to grow and mold yourself, and to let God shine His light upon your life, even in the places where you thought you were weak, that He can show you His strength, that He can show you His might, and His glory may be reflected through you to the world. And with that, I would just like to end this short. I hope it was thought-provoking, and I hope that you all stay blessed. Again, this is your boy Gabelo Tladi. Peace and love. Peace and love.